Motion to advance case of Frank now in order. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 18th of January, 1915, page 3, column 1. Appeal is docketed and state's counsel may be heard next Monday. The state of Georgia's motion to advance the Leo M. Frank habeas corpus appeal case on the docket of the United States Supreme Court probably will be made before that court next Monday, January 25th. Associated Press dispatches Monday say the appeal has been docketed and that the state of Georgia may at any time move to have it advanced for an early hearing, that without such action, it will not be reached in the regular course of that court's business for nearly 18 months. Attorney General Warren Grice, when informed that the appeal had been docketed, stated he and Solicitor Dorsey would confer during the day and arrange to have the state's motion printed immediately. He said he or the solicitor would go to Washington to present the motion and that it would probably be submitted to the court next Monday. Mondays are motion days in the United States Supreme Court, and should the state's attorneys find it impossible to file their motion next Monday, they will have to wait until the following Monday. Lahan's case postponed. Dorsey has earache. The trial of Dan S. Lahan, Southern manager of the William J. Burns International Detective Agency, on the charge of subornation of perjury in connection with the Frank case, which was scheduled for Monday, was postponed until Wednesday at the request of Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey, who is suffering with an earache. The trial of C.C. Tedder and Arthur Thurman on indictments charging the same offense were likewise postponed.